A team of Texas biologists has determined that some fish in Caddo Lake show signs of liver damage that may be caused by high mercury levels. Biology professor Matt Chumchall of Texas Christian University says he knew the lake had a mercury problem, but he wanted to see how it had spread through the lake's ecosystem.
We really wanted to know how much mercury was really in the entire food chain, and what do those levels of mercury mean for fish and wildlife health.
Chumchall took tissue and organ samples from 20 species at Caddo Lake, from white-tailed deer and alligator to mussels and crawfish. Chumchall says the highest mercury levels were found in fish, but he says some animals with a fish diet are also at risk.
Animals like raccoons that are at the top of the food chain, they're eating fish meals almost every day. And they, of course, don't pay any attention to fish advisories. These organisms are being exposed to high amounts of mercury. And based on the levels we're finding, we'd predict that they are suffering some negative impacts.
University of North Texas toxicologist Aaron Roberts has studied fish in the Great Lakes. He says the gar and Caddo Lake have higher mercury levels than some fish in the Great Lakes.
We've found that gar at Caddo Lake are extremely high in mercury, so I would probably not choose to eat gar from Caddo Lake. But there are fish species that are lower on the food chain.
The team recently published its findings on gar, and it's about to release findings on the bass and bowfin in Caddo Lake. Now they want to study whether the liver damage is affecting fish reproduction in lakes around the Ark-La-Tex. Robert says they hope to get a reproductive endocrinologist from Louisiana Tech to sign on to their research.